This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is
so. You?
Yeah, I'd like a girl.
What kind of a girl?
Filthy? I like a really filthy girl.
Fine. My name's Mr. Phil. I'll be your host for the evening.
Oh, hi. Great. That's a, my name is Bubba? Big old Bubba Brown. Fit as a fiddle and ready for, you know.
Will this be cash or charge?
Charge?
We accept all major credit cards, Mr. Brown.
You're kidding.
Well, we don't take Chevron, but most anything else will do.
Oh, that's good to know. That's really, like, good to know. No, I'll go with a lot of cash.
Let's see what I have. How about room 4? Lovely room.
Does it have a view?
Yes.
That's too lovely. No view.
They're all the same price.
Okay, fine. I'll have a dark room, a filthy girl, and no view.
How about room 1?
Sounds good. Room 1.
Right over there.
Great.
It's ready right now.
Great, great. That it's ready, because I hate waiting around for lust and dirt.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah, well, great. I'm just going to wait here for a second. I got a friend coming in here.
We don't allow that. Only 1 to a room.
Good to know. Just good to know. More than 1 to a room, I wouldn't even be here. That's too filthy. No, I'm just gonna, let me just sit here and kind of absorb how glad I am I'm here, you know?
Sushi, come on over.
Give me, it's all right. He's over here with me. Just take me. Danny?
Bert? Don't blow my cover.
That's it? That's your outfit?
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
That's the most ridiculous outfit I ever saw. I can't believe you walked around like that.
Give me a little credit, will you? I drove.
Drove? Drove what?
Oh, the, patrol girl.
What?
The patrol car.
The patrol!
Ooh. I can't believe that you drove around in a patrol car dressed like Jerry Lewis.
I didn't drive it, Bert. I rode in the back seat. Chuck and Bob drove.
Oh, that's much better.
Excuse me, but just exactly what did you have in mind?
Ah, Hero, Toyota, Kawasaki, Canon 81.
Now listen, give my friend a dark room and an ugly girl and no view.
Room 2. Your friend's in room 1.
Are they connected?
Why? You?
With us. No, we'll take it, though. Thanks a lot. Come here, take it over here. Well, now listen to me. We meet at Clancy's bar in an hour.
Geez, I don't know about this, Bert. I'm pretty nervous. This is a whole new bag of bananas for me.
Danny, please, you're a cop. You have to have nerves of ice. Huh? I'm talking no emotion. Cold steel. All right.
Ready, big fella?
Thanks, Bert.
Hello.
Hello.
first 5 minutes is $20 extra. Second five is 30 more. 10 per minute after that. Take off your clothes, assemble your devices if that's your inclination. Lie down, shut up, and no smoking.
Boy, boot camp was easier than this.
If you are a member of the police department, please state so now. Otherwise, you are committing entrapment, which is illegal, unethical, and may I say, off the record, tacky.
I'm a deputy sheriff.
Welcome to Headley House. Headley House was built in 1903 and was the third building constructed in Dunn's River. That's our tour for today. Thank you, and good evening.
Wait, wait. I'm not here to arrest you. I just want to show you some pictures.
Hey, I'm not into that. But it's your money, you know?
Oh, no, it's not what you think. These are pictures of me and Sheriff Campbell in garter belts.
Did you say garter belts?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Sheriff Campbell's in the next room interrogating a woman this very second.
Sounds like a happy man.
Do you know a man named Tibbs?
Tibbs? Tibbs? No, no, never heard of him. Tibbs, whoa, doesn't ring a bell. Wow, look at the time.
Hey, just hold on there, huh? You see, me and the sheriff are... Yeah, there's the sheriff there. And that's me. And that's you. And this is... I don't know who that is, but... Hey!
Well, thanks a lot for dropping by with these, but I gotta run.
Wait a minute! It's you!
Look, it's late, and I'm a candy striper at the VA hospital.
I found you! Hey, Bert! Bert, I found her!
Look, buddy, I didn't know you guys were cops.
I don't care about that.
He told us it was a photo layout for psychology today.
It doesn't matter.
I was set up.
So were we.
I thought you guys were actors, you know, models.
Nah, Tibbs drugged us. We were unconscious.
No wonder you didn't respond. You just laid there smiling like a sleeping Scientologist.
Tibbs is blackmailing us with those. Please, will you help us?
Do what?
Put him behind bars.
I can't.
Why not?
I just can't. Tibbs is like a father to me. If he knew that I squealed, he'd kill me.
Some father.
I didn't say he was Robert Young.
What are you afraid of?
Death, pain and death.
Look,
Gwen.
Look, Gwen, you help me put him away and I'll see to it that he never bothers you again.
It wouldn't work. He owns me. He owns all of us.
That's ridiculous. People can't own other people.
Oh, yeah? Well, he owns me. He's owned me ever since I was 14.
Help me put him away. Free yourself.
It can't be done. You can't do it. He owns you, too.
No one owns me. And no one will, ever. Because I say so. Now, he may beat us with this thing. I may end up the laughing stock of this town, but no two-bit little pimp is ever gonna own me.
That was beautiful. Stupid, but beautiful.
I'm sorry I wasted your time.
Hey, look, I really feel for you. I just don't know what I could do.
Come to the office tomorrow at noon and make a dipso...
Deposition.
Right.
Tibbs would shoot me on sight 10 seconds after I left your office.
I'll give you complete protection, round the clock. Look, Gwen, it's no concern of mine how somebody makes a living as long as they don't hurt anybody doing it. But this guy hurts people. Lots of people. Please testify.
Noon?
Thanks! See ya.
Hey,
Danny.
Danny, would you, like a, you still have a few minutes left. I could give you a massage, a real one, if you'd like.
I better go tell Sheriff Campbell the good news.
Ha ha ha!
On second thought, maybe I'd better just wait in the lobby.
Hello.
Needs more meat.
I know, but we can't afford any more.
Well, that's too hot. I'm gonna put some sour cream in it.
Don't touch my chili!
My chili? Well, I like that. Since when is it my chili? I could remember when it was our chili.
All right, our chili, but our chili is perfect, so don't mess it up.
Leave it alone.
What do you think, Sandy?
I wouldn't know. They didn't offer a course in chili dogs at the Cordon Bleu.
Saunders, why are you using our good china at an outdoor barbecue?
Because you can't afford paper plates.
Daddy, why do we have to eat outside anyway, like peasants?
I'm afraid that's what we are, Princess. We've run out of money.
But Mother has money just sitting in a bank or somewhere.
That's right, but only she can withdraw it, and she's being held prisoner in some jungle.
Which makes it a little tough to get to the bank.
This is ridiculous. There must be some way to get money.
There is an extreme method that people have been known to use. It's called working.
Don't you think I want to work, Saunders? To earn my daily bread by the sweat of my brow? To work and toil, like all the little common men across this great land of ours. But I'm an ex-con. No one will hire me.
How fortunate for you.
The men appreciate you coming out to the field, Cookie. They're tired of K-rations.
Hey, it's the least I can do for the boys at the front, Major.
Carry on.
You try some, Sandy.
No, thank you. I'll dine out.
On what? You haven't been paid in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm judicious with money. I've a tidy sum set by.
Really? Saunders?
Yes?
I was wondering. You can see that we're in a spot here, and I was wondering if maybe... Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Clarify yourself.
Well, I was wondering if you could lend us some money.
Excuse me while I consider your request. Oh.
Hey, Mary, where's Bert?
Hi. He's out. You know, tracking down the man who framed him and trying to force him to confess. Hopefully he won't get killed. He said he'd be by after he did all that, or by 6:30, whichever came first. Here's the potato salad.
Thanks.
Mary, is that all you brought? Potato salad?
Uh-oh, the party's over.
I'm sorry. I guess I came in a bad time. I didn't mean to interrupt your barbecue.
Leslie.
Hi. We haven't met. I'm Annie.
That's Leslie, the young woman who's trying to kill my son.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Are you a relative?
No, a tramp.
Hey, what do you got in that there box? Another one of those bombs that don't go off?
There's a rattlesnake in here. I really just came to see Billy, so just go ahead with your party and don't mind me.
He's not in at the moment. He's out rescuing his mother from revolutionaries on a Caribbean island.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah.
And I had such a great plan. I was going to give this to him. I was going to say, let's forgive and forget. And then he was going to open it up. And then the rattlesnake was going to jump out at him. Wouldn't that have been great?
Does he? You have just got to develop some other interests.
It took me weeks to find a rattlesnake. I looked all over. Nobody has any. Well, I guess that's not your problem. It's been really nice talking to you, Mrs. Campbell.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm sorry for bothering you. See you soon. And don't try to follow me. I've got a gun and a hand grenade.
Hi, Mayor. Hi, everybody.
Oh, Bert, she was just here.
She was.
Quick, get her.
I'm going. Who, what, when, what?
Just now.
Who just now?
Leslie.
I don't believe it. You just let her get away. That's it, huh? Which way did she go?
It's too late now, Bert.
Can it be true? General Doolittle in the flesh. Forgive my informality, sir, but may I join the rest of America and congratulate you on that daring raid on Tokyo?
It was nothing.
You lifted the morale of every fighting man in the Pacific. You taught us the real meaning of the word yank.
What's the occasion?
Dinner.
Did I get it?
Yes, you did. And in case you were afraid my big toe posed any threat to you, rest assured you got that too.
Hey, Chester, I mean, I'm really sorry.
You know, it really hasn't dawned on me yet. I've been shot!
Help me! Okay.
Help me.
All right, come on. All right, I get you to the hospital. Oh, God. In the club.
Oh, Mommy!
Buenas noches.
De nada.
Please, come in, have a seat.
Thank you.
You know, I tried to get a message to your home in Connecticut, America, but I don't know if I succeed. The man I sent never came back.
You mean you sent a man to Connecticut?
Oh, no, I sent him to the village, to Western Union, but... Oh, he'll come back, I'm sure. I hope. I pray he comes back.
Don't worry, really. Everything is going to turn out just fine.
Well, I hope so. It's just that I'm a little upset.
Why?
Well, the CIA. They promised to come and help us overthrow the government here, and they're late. I don't know where they are.
Maybe they got stuck in traffic.
I don't know. I just hope this doesn't turn out to be another Bay of Pigs here. Oh, I tell you that.
A Bay of Pigs.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
No, I think it'd be kind of cute. I mean, a whole bay full of little pigs all oinking and swimming around.
Jessica, you are wonderful. Yes, yes, you are. You're wonderful to try to cheer me up with your wonderful American sense of humor. You know, I was thinking, why don't I give all this up? Sure, my men and I can always go back to our marimba band again. What do I need this for?
It's something you believe in.
Jessica, don't leave.
I won't. You won't let me.
No, I mean tonight. Don't leave. Stay with me in my tent.
Oh, Elle. I don't think I could do that.
No, Jessica, you don't. Please don't misunderstand. It's just that I worry about you. I stay up all night thinking about you in your tent alone with the mosquitoes and the Gila monsters and the...
Monsters? The you mean you have monsters here?
Oh, Jessica. Please stay with me tonight. This could be our last night together. just fluff up your pillows and everything is perfect. Would you like another blanket?
Oh, no, no, no blanket.
No, no blanket.
What
about a book to read? Ah, yes, yes. Here we have El Mundo en la Opinión de Garp. Well, if there's anything that you need or want, I'll be right over here.
El.
Huh?
I thought,
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, what, my little piña colada? Tell me.
Well, you see, I thought we were going to share this tent.
Yes, we are. I'll be right over here.
El. What I meant was, when you said that you wanted me in your tent, I thought that you meant you wanted me in your tent.
Oh, Dios mío, no, no, never. You, my Madonna? No. May the Federales amputate my hands if ever I dare to touch. No. Never, my Jessica, never.
Never?
Not until we marry.
I see.
Now that Danny's found a hooker who will testify against Tibbs, will she be afraid to open her mouth? Now that Jessica found out the revolution may last 72 years, will she have her charge account switched? Now that the Tates are out of cash, will Chester sell his sweaters? Will Billy ever find Jessica? Will anyone ever find Billy? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap. Thank you.